a motion to come out of executive session and reconvene as a city council at 6:33 p.m.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to come out of executive session. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion to come out of executive session at 6:33 has carried. The executive session was limited to discuss possible litigation involving the city of Blair and to preserve the attorney-client privilege. Item number six. Possible action be taken because potential litigation involving the city of Blair based on executive session discussion.
I'd like to introduce resolution.
You have to ask.
No,
you don't have anything yet.
You have to ask for the...
Based on our conversation, is there any action that you would like to direct staff to do or to take?
Yes.
Yes.
We would like what's in Katie's hand, which is the...
Resolution.
Do we have to say what it is?
In order to do what?
To terminate the contract.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
We should have written that down, but we can't take that.
No, you can't.
Please good don't. Job, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Now may we introduce?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to introduce resolution 2024-113.
Resolution number 2024-113 was introduced by Councilmember Lester, authorizing the mayor and city staff to terminate the contract with MC Wells and make a claim against MC Wells surety bond.
Second.
Nope.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-113 as presented.
I can do a second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-113. Please register your vote.
I'm reading. It's a goofy night tonight.
It is a goofy night. Okay.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number seven, consider resolution number 2024-112, authorizing city staff to retain the services of an expert to investigate the attempted installation of the industrial water main and make a finding as to what caused the pipe installation to fail. Mr. Heaton.
All right, thank you again, Mayor. So as you said, given the state where we're at with this project, we would like to go ahead and take the proactive approach to solicit an expert to not only help us just understand, but to help us in the event that we need to have some kind of expert witness at some point in this process. So I have started conversations with different engineering firms in the Omaha area, ones that we've worked with, getting the feedback from all of them that we'd love to help you out, but we have a conflict of interest because we've worked with the city, we've worked with the contractor, we've worked with HDR. That conversation led us to a firm in Colorado yesterday with Katie, that we had a lengthy conversation just to find out that they had also worked with HDR and some of the subcontractors in prior projects. So where I'm at now is tomorrow morning I'm gonna make a call to a firm in California to see if that's far enough away from all of this that they have no interest in this. And our whole intent with this is just to kind of get an impartial review of what the best practices are to see if we follow those, to look at the design, if there was something different we should have caught 2 years ago when we started this process. As you know, these things don't happen overnight. They're years in the making to get to this point. But just to look at all the scenarios, look at the processes that got us from the start of the project to where we are now, to see if there was anything that could have been, should have been done different. just to give us that, I guess, and give you the peace of mind that the city's done all they could to make sure this project was successful. The fee that we put in there is not to exceed $600 an hour. And I got that from my conversations with the firms we've worked with. Most of the principal engineers, their fees are $250 to $300 an hour. That fee doubles if we call them in as an expert witness and ask them to testify. So we're pretty confident that's a good estimate. If we find a firm that ends up willing to help us and we get kind of the scope and fee from them, I can always bring that back to you if it's more than this amount.
And we don't know how long it will take them to review it.
Correct. At this point, we haven't even met with anybody or shared anything yet to get that, just an estimate of what it would take for them to review it, timeline. Our hope is, since we're kind of going a new route, we can do the investigation on the pipe that's stuck while we're moving with this, the new project, and kind of go around, bypass this whole mess for a while so we can get this line in and get carted with water.
Cool.
Questions?
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce the resolution?
I'll introduce resolution 2024-112.
Resolution number 2024-112 was introduced by Councilmember Letcher, authorizing city staff to retain the services of an expert to investigate the attempted installation of the industrial water main and make a finding as to what caused the pipe installation to fail.
Motion to adopt resolution 2024-112 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2024-112. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. We're not going to let Phil talk tonight, so would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
New guys.
Yep.
I did it last time. I'll let Ken, and then I'll second it.
Motion to adjourn is
all right. Motion to adjourn then.
I'm second it.
All right.
That was easy.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Please register your vote.
I would have enjoyed
it.
Meeting adjourned.